Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she plans to appoint Republicans like Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois to the select committee that's investigating the January 6th Capitol riot. Pelosi tells ABC's This Week she had supported some of Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy's picks, and it was his decision to withdraw all of them.
I wanted to appoint three of the members that Leader McCarthy suggested, but he withdrew their names. The two that I would not appoint are people who would jeopardize the integrity of the investigation.
Pelosi indicated today she has not yet spoken to Kinzinger or other GOP members about joining the committee. Two of the world's top men's golfers are out of the Tokyo Olympics after testing positive for the coronavirus. As NPR's Tom Goldman reports from Tokyo, number one ranked Jon Rahm of Spain and number six American Bryson DeChambeau will miss the competition scheduled to start this Thursday.
It was stunning news in the golf world. First, USA Golf announced Bryson DeChambeau tested positive as part of the final protocol before he traveled to Japan. Then just hours later, the Spanish Olympic Committee said Jon Rahm was positive after undergoing a third straight test. The first two were negative. The multiple tests were required since he was in the UK last week playing in the Open Championship where he finished third. Rahm's test result is a startling repeat of last month when he had to withdraw from a tournament he was leading after testing positive. Spanish officials say there's not enough time to find a replacement. The U.S. will replace DeChambeau with Patrick Reed, who played in the 2016 Olympics. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Tokyo.
Tennessee will resume school-based COVID vaccination events next week after they were put on hold. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN reports Republican state legislators said they were concerned teens were being coerced into getting the shot.
The concerns even played into the firing of Tennessee's vaccine director, who wrote a memo explaining what's allowed in vaccinating teens without parental consent, which varies state to state. Tennessee's health commissioner, Dr. Lisa Piercy, says she stands by the policy, but is trying to be responsive to elected leaders who represent the will of the people, and several want the state to tone down vaccine outreach.
It is our job to educate and encourage and make it accessible and then stop.
But Tennessee is not stopping much of what prompted the dust-up, even vaccinating teens without consent on occasion. The only concrete change is taking down social media posts of vaccinated kids, as Republicans demanded. In the future, Piercy says photos will always include a parent. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
This is NPR. The premier of Australia's most populous state, New South Wales, says she's disgusted by widespread protests yesterday over the country's COVID restrictions. As coronavirus cases there climb, thousands of mostly unmasked marchers turned out. Some clashed with police. Today is the first ever World Drowning Prevention Day, so designated by the UN General Assembly. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the World Health Organization says most of the estimated 236,000 deaths from drowning every year are preventable.
The World Health Organization reports more than half of all drowning deaths are among people under 30, with the highest rates among children under age 5. WHO official David Medding says drowning is the second leading cause of deaths in the United States and other wealthy countries.
Drowning disproportionately impacts the poor and the marginalized.
The Western Pacific region has the world's highest drowning rates, followed by the African region. WHO says many lives can be saved by teaching children basic swimming and water safety skills. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Rabbi-turned-comedian Jackie Mason has died. He started his borscht belt routine at summer resorts in the Catskills in the 1950s, and by the early 60s he was a star on TV and later Broadway. Mason was 93. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.